Come see Cully.
Zoo President Donna Fernandez watching and listening to Cully. He was making a motor-like sound, much like a cat purrs, symbolizing that he was content.
Oh, get him.
Fernandez says the cubs are doing great together.
He's really excited to be with her. We now having them spend 24 hours together, so they're sleeping at night together. He is much more interested in being with her and playing with objects than when he was alone. So it's been very positive for both of them.
Cully frolicked with Luna, but the female cub was more playful and aggressive, jumping into the swimming area. Cully refused to follow her into the water and at one point even walked carefully around the edge to watch her and avoid getting wet. Now, both cubs are expected to be a big hit with zoo-goers and could mean a big boost as the zoo still needs to raise $3 million by the middle of next month for its new Arctic exhibits.
Zoos around the country have spent anywhere from $12 to $30 million on their new Arctic exhibits over the last 5 years. That's why we're competing to try to keep the bears, because there are so many places that want our bears because they've built the new exhibits and we haven't. So, you know, we've had to make a commitment that we're going to move forward or we will lose our bears.
Without the $14 million exhibit area, Luna will be removed from Buffalo. A final home for Cully has not been decided. For now, the cubs will be out daily for public viewing from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.